κολλησέ, το μάλλον μειό. Ο μειό νότα, το παθελαουέ, ο μιλό μαλλό.
Hello and welcome to another special edition on your favorite radio station. And today on Make Them Talk, we'll be celebrating the World Malaria Day, WMD. And I'll be taking you down on how malaria was discovered and what it is about. Malaria is an ancient disease that has plagued humanity for centuries. The earliest record of malaria dated back to ancient Greece and Rome, where the disease was known as bad air because it was thought to be caused by foul-smelling vapors from swamps and marshes. For centuries, malaria was one of the most deadly and widespread diseases in the world, killing millions of people every year. It wasn't until the 20th century that scientists began to understand the true nature of malaria and developed effective treatments and prevention strategies. In the 1950s and 60s, the use of DDT and other insecticides helped to greatly reduce the incidence of malaria in many parts of the world. However, the disease continued to be a major public health problem in many developing countries, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where it remains a leading cause of death. Malaria, which are spread to people through the bites of infected female Anopheles mosquitoes, can cause severe, sometimes fatal illness. Globally, 3.3 billion people in 106 countries are at risk of malaria. In 2012, malaria caused an estimated 627,000 deaths, mostly among African children, Asia, Latin America, and to a lesser extent, the Middle East and parts of Europe are also affected. Malaria is a life-threatening disease, primarily found in tropical countries. It is both preventable and curable. However, without prompt diagnosis and effective treatment, a case of uncomplicated malaria can progress to a severe form of the disease, which is often fatal without treatment. Most patients recover quickly from malaria symptoms after treatment, but severe complications such as severe malaria anemia, cerebral malaria, coma, or death can occur if treatment is delayed. Not contagious and cannot spread from one person to another. Like I said before, the disease is transmitted through the bites of female Anopheles mosquito. The first symptoms of malaria usually begin within 10 to 15 days after the bites from an infected mosquito. Fever, headache, and chills are typically experienced, though these symptoms may be mild and difficult to recognize as malaria. In malaria endemic areas, people who have developed partial immunity may become infected but experience no symptoms. That's just a little tidbit on what malaria is about. I am Nifemi Onibio, and you can also call me The Reporter. More World Celebration audio presentation will be coming your way on this site. So until next time, keep shining like the star you are.